Today's share is sponsored by an anonymous donor. To help sponsor this shiurim, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and sponsor and click on the sponsor link. For more information on sponsorships and other shiurim, please contact rabbifishman@gmail.com. We are in the middle of Perek Aleph. We are finishing Dinei Bishul today in this shiur. We're up to Sif Pei Vav. You're still using an old print, it's Sif Ayin Beis, and the new print, it's on page Mem. So Sif Pei Vav, in the middle of the halachas of Hatmana, begins, Isser Hatmana hu rak im yatmin be'ezras kelim. In order for there to be Hatmana, one has to wrap it in some type of keli, like karim usmichais, blankets, pillows, something. It has to be wrapped in some type of thing. Derei Meichel hanasunim be'kli rishon. So you're taking food that's in a kli rishon, and you're wrapping the kli rishon. Because we saw earlier, there's no hatman in a kli sheni. Or he says, im yatim be'ezras kelim, ela divrei meichel she'enan nesunim be'kli, kein beit zechama be'kipasa. He says, but there can also be when the food, let's say you have an egg in its peel, and you go and you wrap that egg. A pashti dechama, or you take a hot kogel, and you place it beneath garments, and you put it on top of the cover of a pot. Or you do take atmana. Another way is, right, you take the food that's in a kli, you have food in a pot in a kli ration, and you take that pot, and you put that into a hot food, or let's say a hot liquid, so you have a hot pot of water, and you have a kli rishon, and you stick that into that. But there's no isra hatmana if you take one food and put it directly into another food. So let's say you have an egg out of its shell, and you want to warm it up, so you have some food and you take the egg and you stick it into, directly without a kli, and without its peel, into another food item. Afilu im kavanase lechamim es hamutman, even if the reason why you're sticking this egg in is to warm it up. V'lechein mutter loseis nesach basa karma vushel kol tzarchoi b'soich merak ham. The example he gives, you could take a cold piece of meat and put it directly into hot soup. As long as the soup is no longer on the fire, right? It's not klirishin, or it's fully cooked before the meat, right? So then you could take it and stick it directly into a liquid, even though the reason why you're sticking it into this warmer water is because you want to warm up the meat. Sif pei zayin in the new print. It's not in the old print. Motu lahachnis ba'od yom. You could take on Friday afternoon before Shabbos. Sakit im oireis ukedema. If you take, let's say, a bag, a container that has rice in it or something similar, and put a l'toich hamarak shal gabi ha'esh. You don't want the rice or this thing to get mixed in to the soup and to fall apart. You want it to stay as warm. So you have a special bag, right, a packaging, that you could stick this into the water, right? That it's into the water that's on the fire in the pot. Because that's not considered hatmana. That's derech bishul. That's how you're cooking that rice. We spoke about this earlier. This is a big machlekes. Says it's permitted to wrap potato kugel, let's say, or any kugel, in aluminum foil. It's fully wrapping the kugel from all sides. And put it into your soup, put it into your cholent. Even though it's fully in the cholent. So we'll go into this a little bit in detail. But the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos is saying that, let's say someone has potato kugel. Right? Very typical today. People want to have potato kugel warm for Shabbos lunch, Shabbos day suda. What do? So you wrap your aluminum foil, wrap the kugel in aluminum foil, and you want to put it in the chalent. So there's a big machloikis. Can you wrap it fully, or kishka, let's say, wrap it fully in aluminum foil and put it in the chowd? Or do you have to make holes in the aluminum foil or leave it open a little bit? Okay, so Shmuel Shabbos Kachas is saying, if the reason why you're putting this kugel in the chowd in the aluminum foil is not because you're trying to be duhatmano, you don't care for it to get hotter because of the aluminum foil, you're not trying to maintain heat, you're just putting it in the aluminum foil because you don't want the kugel to fall apart, or the kishka to fall apart. You know, if you put kugel without wrapping into the chowd, come Shabbos morning, you'll have a big mush of kugel pieces all over the chowd. It'll be one big new food. But you don't want to serve it that way. You want to serve chowd, and you want to serve a plate of kugel. So, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, I'm going to see the horror on the bottom. He brings others who disagree, right? Says if the purpose is not to maintain the heat, the purpose is not to keep it warm or to make it warmer, that's not the Isra Atmana. That's Derech Bishuloi. The Derech Bishuloi is when you have one large pot and you want to cook different foods, you wrap them to keep them separate. So since that's Derech Bishuloi, that's not Hatmana. However, it's not so poshut, I'll tell you. Not everybody agrees with this. So if you look in Sivkotan, Reish Nun Dalet, he says, Mekom Mokem Shemati. He says, he heard from Shem Zalman, if the entire reason why you are wrapping this kugel on Erev Shabbos and putting it in wrapped is so that it shouldn't fall apart, the aim to derechat mono. Same thing, you could wrap kugel on Shabbos. Let's say it's Shabbos morning, you take leftover kugel on Friday night. You want to wrap an aluminum foil and put it on top of the crock pot to warm up. Why are you wrapping it? Not to get hotter, but because if you put this straight piece of kugel on top of the crock pot, it's going to fall apart. It says that's mutter. He says, as long as a kugel, when you're doing it on Shabbos, is fully cooked. The reason why your whole kavana is shalo yispeire, shouldn't fall apart. Then afterwards he brings that in Erechayim Chelik Dalet and Negris Moshe Sivkotin Atmona Sivkotin Gimel, it seems that there it says L'dayte Lichrach B'niyar Aluminum have a derech Atmona V'asa. Here he seems to say that wrapping in aluminum foil is derech hatmana and it's aser. But he brings from an earlier, later on, he brings from an earlier chelik in the Igus Moshe that he says, Be'il barachayim chelik al simon tzadik hei, mash mishu mechalik bekach. That even Moshe was mechalik between why doing hatmana. And then he brings us the matter. Then he brings the Minchas Yitzchok and Dayan Fisher that seem to answer it. If you look, he's pretty clear. The Minchas Yitzchok and Chelek Chesim and Yud Zayin is pretty clear to answer it. So there's a big machlokes of Peskim. Anyone can consult the local Orthodox rabbi. But Reb Shlomo Zalman and others seem to matter if the purpose is Derech Bishuloi. Others who answer say that because you usually only do this with already a fully cooked kugel, so it's not derech bishuloi, it's only derech warming up. It would only be if you would cook a kugel that way, you would call that derech bishuloi. So you have this machloikis on what's called derech bishuloi. Okay, so we have a machloikis whether one can wrap a kugel or kishka fully in aluminum foil, put it into the chalon. Shem Zalman matters, others are machmer. Let's continue if peches. Which is not in the old print. On the new print, it's on top of page Mem Aleph, if you're holding with us inside. Using a crock pot. Now, he's not talking about the flat plate style crock pots. He's talking about the typical round crock pots with the insert. You have his cheres pot of earthenware that goes into a base that's electric. It's a slow cooker. It's meant to cook slowly till the suda. He says, since there's so many shilas regarding shehiya, atmona, and chazoro, right, what's called gar. For katam on such a pot, yesh lis yayitz em noir hayra, em nochim lishtamish ba, says, consult your own local Orthodox rabbi whether it's appropriate to use such a crack pot. Se'if pei tes, kli sheni ubay tav shel cham. You have a kli sheni that has hot food cooking in it. Even if in this klisheni there's a davar gush, and like we've said before, a davar gush is a thick item like a potato or a very thick piece of meat that maintains its heat from the inside. So the etzem a davar gush has a din of a kli rishon even in a klisheni, but that klisheni itself, you could take that klisheni and stick it into cold water to cool off the food. So let's say you have a boiling hot potato that you want to cool off. You take that hot potato, right? You put it in a pot. You put that pot, even though the davar gush has dinner of a kli rishon, you put that pot into cold water. That's mutter. Alpi shamayim makorim, even though the pot is somewhat warm, and the cold water is cham lo'idei kach mitzas, and the cold water will get warmed up somewhat. Avol b'kli rishon also lasses kain. Davka kli sheni you can do it, but you can never take kli sheni over a pot that's boiling off the fire that's boiling hot and stick it in cold water. That's mamish bishul. Also, you can take a dove, that's dove gush, and put it into cold water. Like we saw earlier in Sinsamachdalit, if you take dove gush, which is still yatsal at this point, that is the din of a kli rishon, and you cannot put that into cold water because that's going to cook the water. But if you take the dove gush, you put the dove gush in a kli sheni, you can put that kli sheni into water. So if tzadik mutter lita and kuvias karech basech mayim, they lukarias and mayim. One could put ice cubes into water, into soda, even though while the ice cubes are in the soda or the water, they will dissolve, melt. But just to put ice cubes in an empty cup so that it defrosts and melts, and you can drink that water, that's also because of Nailat. He says later, look later at the end of the Perikov Bezbe, he has a very, very long ha'ara, all of five tonight, and Noilat, exactly how Noilat works. This is then Noigam B'Shabz, Noigam B'Yomtif. So, with ice cubes, the meaning of Klal Yisrael has become that you take the ice cubes, you can put out the ice cubes in an ice cube bucket on the table, because no one's going to drink that leftover water that goes like Ibud, you don't care for that, you don't want that to defrost it, or melt. But you put your soda in the cup first, and then you put the ice cubes in it. This way, because lemaisa, the ice cubes that are going into your cup, that you have das to drink, right? So if it goes first and it starts melting, that stuff in the cup is going to mukta because of noilo, that you have das to drink. But if you put it first into the soda, or you put the soda into your cup first, you put the ice into your soda, or you put the ice into your water, as it melts, it's bottled to the soda, it's bottled to the ice. I mean, there's no nail because there's no visible new thing. It's all dissolved straight into it. And that's mutter to do, and that's the minik. Today's shiur was sponsored by an anonymous donor. To help these podcast shiur keep going, please help sponsor a shiur. To sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor button, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com for more information.